Blog Talk Radio.
Guess what? It's your boy, your host, Minister Dana L. King. I'm in the studio on this Praise Break Friday. Y'all know how we do. We're going to get it in, and we're going to get it in good today. Guess what? The shutdown is over. We're going to talk about that, too. But we got a great, great topic today. I hope y'all ready for this, man. It's a great, outstanding topic. Y'all ready for this? Church revitalization. How and where do we start? Church revitalization, how and where do we start? And then before we do that, we're going to get on this government shutdown. It just ended. The government shutdown, they're signing some stuff right now. I got CNN up on the other computer over here, so I got all this stuff. They're passing bills. They're finna take it to the, getting ready to take it over to the White House, all that good stuff. Another one of Trump cronies got indicted today. It's finna be good, good, good. I hope y'all ready for this. Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Real good. Let me give you the rundown, man, on how you can be a part of today's show. If you're already on the line, I'm excited, man. Look here. Got that. We're going to do some checking in tonight at the 24 hours of prayer at the In the Throne Room Ministries. I got some of that live feed for you coming through as well. We are excited, man. It's going to be a good, good time in the Lord on tonight, huh? We ready, y'all. If y'all ain't ready, y'all better get ready. Come on with me. Come on with me. Because it's going to be a good time on tonight. Y'all better act like y'all know somebody, right? So come on, come on, come on. We're going to do this tonight. So, man, look, I'm excited. I'm excited. Let me give you the rundown. If you're already listening on the line, simply push 1, and you can be a part of today's broadcast. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 323-870-4375. Again, that call-in number is 323-870-4375. That's where you can reach us tonight. Again, call the number, area code 323-870-4375. That's where you can reach us. If you want to email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. That's where you can find us there. One more time, the email address is takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. You can email the show right there. Amen. If you want to follow us on social media, I see my producers in the house. What's up, J-Mail? J-Mail is on the board tonight. God bless you, sir. But yeah, if you want to email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. That's where you can find us there. That email is takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Thank you, sir. He is on it. He is on it. Yes, sir. Then also you can find us if you want to find us on Instagram. Yeah, real good. Instagram on IG at TTLO Radio. That's right. Just put those words in there, or those letters rather. TTLO Radio. You can find us there on Instagram. One more time for the Holy Ghost, TTLO Radio. You can find us there. If you want to follow us on Twitter, you can do that as well. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. That's right. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. That's where you can find us on Twitter. Yep, tweet the show, TTLO Radio. That's right, 2 T's, 1 L, 1 O, at TTLO Radio. That's where you can find us there. And you can follow us on Facebook. If you want to follow us on Facebook, you can do that as well. We're real easy to find. Facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Again, Facebook.com /TTLO Radio. That's where you can find us there. Facebook.com/TTLO Radio. You can find us right there. Amen, amen, and amen. We are live. And then the live stream is up and running. You can find us on Facebook. Facebook.com/TTLO Radio. That same live stream is up and running. Facebook.com/TTLO Radio is where you can find us live right now. Amen, amen. That's where you can reach us. Look, y'all, I'm excited about this thing, man. It's a good time. Look, I want to do this. Oh, and last but not least, subscribe to our podcast. Do a simple search for Taking the Limits Off Radio. Wherever you can find your blogs, iTunes, download us anywhere. We are everywhere. You can do all of those things. Download the show. We're looking forward to hearing from you all. It's going to be a good time in the Lord on tonight, huh? Y'all get ready. We're going to have fun tonight. God bless y'all. Y'all come on in. Do me a favor, y'all. If you're just coming into the room, go ahead and hit the share button. Let's get the people in. People are already piling in on the Blog Talk side, but let's get the people in on the live side. Y'all come on and do that for your brother. Help me out on this Friday. Man, I'm excited. I know quite a few of us, of our local people, are over at the In the Throne Room Ministries. Let me feel this music real quick. A lot of our people are in the Throne Room Ministries, 24 hours of prayer. It started at 12 o'clock. Look, y'all, I've been peeping in. I've been at work at the school all day, right? But I've been peeping in and out. They started at 12 o'clock. Let me tell y'all, I had to turn the 24 hours of prayer off because I almost got happy in the school system, huh? I was going to scare the people. I'm in the room with a white lady. I probably would have got to shout and she'd have thought a black man was going crazy. Look here, they are getting it in at the End of Throne Room Ministries. What I'm going to do in a minute is I'm going to get this thing up on this computer over here and I'm going to see if I can get y'all a little bit of this audio that's live right now over at the End of Throne Room Ministries, man. I'm telling y'all right now, they are going all the way in. Yeah, she's live now. She's been live all day. So I ain't going to bother her. But what I do want to do is this. I'm going to see if I can get y'all. Y'all just hold on one second.
For that eternal life, Lord. We have choices here on earth, Lord, to do or not to do. Lord, and we choose to follow you and no one else, Father. We just thank you and praise you, Father. We not only pray, Lord, the repentance of our sins, but we pray for the repentance of the sins of the Lord.
So this is live right now, you all, at the 24 hours of prayer. Pastor Tracy Lee. Man, look here.
And come back to you because they know you.
And if you get a chance, I know some of y'all that are maybe not watching, you want to jump out and jump in real quick. If you can pull it up on your phone or another device. Courtney Gibson is in the background. She's doing this amazing mural in the background. It's going to stay in the church. That's right behind the pulpit, behind the podium. It's good stuff, man. It's good stuff. Y'all need to check that out, man. It's good. So they have a live feed going. It's been going since noon. They've been there, and they're going to be there until noon. They're going to be there until noon tomorrow. So y'all got to check it out, man. Check it out when you get a chance. Let me get the right feed up. Here we go. That's just a little bit of what's going on over at the In the Throne Room Ministries, y'all. They are over there praying, and I'm going to try to get over. Now, the weather is probably going to keep some people away. But they have been there all day praying in the spirit of God all day. Folks just coming in. They pray for 15 to 20 minutes. They leave. Some folks pray for 30 minutes, 40 minutes. Man, look here. It's an amazing, amazing thing. Like I told y'all earlier, if you're in the Chicagoland area, I know it's bad outside. But if you can make your way to the South Side, if you can't make your way to the South Side, go online and watch. You can watch after my show is over with. It's going to be going on all night, so you ain't going to miss nothing. My. They got prayer cloths. Y'all got it. I wish I could put the feed when we get our stuff together. When we get our stuff together over here, we'll be able to put this feed right up on the screen for y'all and share the screen. But it's absolutely amazing, man. It really is. I wish I could share this with you all even more, but I'm going to go ahead on with the show. Let me turn this volume down. I wish I knew the young lady's name that was praying right now, but I don't. But it's just an amazing, amazing thing. So y'all, when y'all get a chance, man, y'all tune into that. That's going to be good, good, good. And y'all just come on in. Anyway, so we got that. Do me a favor. Y'all hit the share button. Invite your people. Invite your friends. Of all, you know, mom and them and all them folks to come on and check us out. We're going to be having a good time tonight, man. So look, the shutdown ended. While I was at the school today, I got the alert about the shutdown. Donald Trump decided that the shutdown was over, that he couldn't take any more of a political hit. Let me give you all the full scale of what happened. The shutdown today was in its 34th day. 34 days and 20 hours. Today was day 34, soon to be day 35. That's how long the shutdown has been started. Literally right before the shutdown happened, or right after the shutdown started, the Democrats and the Republicans, right before the shutdown actually started, the Democrats and the Republicans signed off on a bill that would fund the government for a whole year. I want to give you the full scope of this. Let me do this. Let me get my watch party. Let me see if I can get my watch party going. Yeah, let me do it this way. Yeah, let's do it like that. There we go. All right. Good looking out. So they put a bill together that passed that had overwhelming support from both Democrats and Republicans all throughout, and all they had to do was sign it, and Trump would not sign it. He would not sign the bill. This was approximately right before Christmas. He would not sign the bill to extend the government funds for a year. The shutdown didn't have to happen, and it did not have to last as long as it did. But he chose to not sign the bill. So because he chose to not sign the bill, the government shut down. Now, the exact same thing today, Nancy Pelosi said this: let's get this bill signed, let's fund the government, and then after the government has been funded, once the government has been funded, then we can sit down and negotiate border security. That was the deal. Let's not put people out. Let's not make people struggle. Let's not put people in a bad position. Let's do that, right? And once they did that, we would have been in a good position. But he didn't want to do that because once he got ready to get on, Ann Coulter, y'all know who Ann Coulter is? She's this right-wing nut, white woman on Fox News. She's skinny. She looked like a scarecrow with skin. I'm just telling y'all the truth. But she is on Fox News. Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh all called Trump weak when he was going to sign this bill 30 days ago. They called him weak, and because they called him weak, and you know, he don't like name calling when you're talking about him. Because they called him weak, he chose not to sign it. Thus, we have the government shutdown on day 34, right? So today, watch this. This is what happened. His boy got indicted today. I'm going to talk about all of this for a hot minute. His boy, Roger Stone, got indicted at 6 o'clock. At 6 o'clock this morning, he got arrested. The FBI was knocking on his door. The cameras were there. It looked like a scene off of Law & Order or Chicago PD. They had the FBI knocking on his door with rushes, with M16s, knocking on his door with a warrant for his arrest. He was indicted. This is the same guy that said, "I'll never turn on Trump. You can never get me to betray Trump." Well, he's been indicted on 7 charges of obstruction of justice and criminal mischief and some other stuff, right? So they got him in the system, right? Then, watch this now, they got him in the system. Then you get, what's the guy's name? So that happened. But then today, because so many air traffic controllers and TSA people, watch this now, because so many air traffic controllers and TSA people had started calling in, today, LaGuardia Airport was literally in the process of shutting down. The airport in Washington, D.C., Dulles International Airport, was in the process of shutting down. airplanes were sitting on the tarmac at O'Hare. There were more airplanes in the air than the air traffic controllers could handle. He knew he had a crisis on his hands. He's talking about the crisis at the border, but watch this. He caused a crisis in this country. So because everything was not looking good for him, he decided that, I'm going to reopen the government. Watch this now for 3 weeks. He's going to reopen the government for 3 weeks. Y'all watch me now. He's going to reopen the government for 3 weeks, and then this is so that they can negotiate the security. The same exact deal that they tried to get him to do before the government shut down, now all of a sudden he wants to do it. He caved. This is probably the worst and weakest president we've ever had. He had no clue what he was doing. He was listening to the people on Fox News. Y'all do know Fox News runs the presidency, right? Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, Ann Coulter, the rest of these clowns, he gets all of his, he takes his lead from Fox News. If you don't believe me, if you can stomach it, it's hard to listen to, but if you can stomach it for about 30 minutes, just turn on Fox News in the morning, right? Turn on Fox News between 6, 7, and 8 o'clock. And I promise you, when Donald Trump tweets at 9, 10, and 11, it's literally what was said on Fox News. Doesn't care if it was incorrect. Doesn't care if it had no merit behind it. As soon as he hears it, he tweets it like it's law. And his puppet followers follow behind him. For two pay periods, you have left 800,000 government employees not get a check. You know they got their stuff. The stuff says you work X amount of hours and you got $0. For two pay periods. And then your supporters. Yes, the deal is only good for 3 weeks. But the deal is to get them to negotiate while this, but the government is back open for 3 weeks. This is the problem, though. It's the same deal they were trying to do before the government shut down. And he was about to sign it until Fox News called him weak. He was about to sign it until Fox News called him weak. And he is. He's exactly that. There is no excuse for this, right? So now, watch this. So now, because of this horrible situation that we're in now, this guy is now, he looks weaker than he already was. We already knew he was unstable, right? We knew he was unstable. We knew that, and we're learning it more and more daily, right? So now, now they're gonna sit back. They're gonna negotiate. Watch this. He has no leverage. Because sister girl Nancy, I'm not a big Nancy Pelosi fan. Let me say that real quick. I'm not a big Nancy Pelosi fan. And the reason I'm not a big Nancy, I know if y'all just tuning in, we're going to get to the conversation today. Church revitalization, how and where to start. We're going to do all that. Government shutdown. That's what we're talking about right now. I'm not a big Nancy Pelosi fan. I'll tell you why I'm not a big Nancy Pelosi fan. Right? When Barack Obama first became president, of the United States. When he first became president of the United States, he had a complete House and Senate. The Democrats had the House and the Senate, and they got absolutely nothing done. They got nothing done. You had a Democratic president, a Democratic House, and a Democratic Senate, and they got nothing done. They didn't get anything done. And then he had to fight. He was too busy. They were fighting amongst themselves. And then when they lost the office, when he was reelected in the midterms, and then when he got reelected in 2012, they lost. So now he was fighting this whole time. So now they had to force and fight and push stuff through, you know, without doing it the right way. Right? So that's why I'm not a big Nancy Pelosi fan. That's part of the reason. Just like now, Donald Trump. Let me help you all. I know I got a lot of friends who are Donald Trump supporters. I have a lot of conservative friends. And don't get me wrong, I have some conservative values. I don't believe in all of the stuff that conservatives do. You can't talk about I do want to talk about something that the Democrats passed in New York. And I am going to I'm gonna let y'all have some more of the In the Throne Room Ministries 24 Hours of Prayer. I'm gonna give y'all some more of that before we go on break. But watch this. Right, they got a watered down health care bill done because they couldn't get any Republican support. Right? But when they had complete control over the House and the Senate, they didn't get it done. Right? So fast forward to now. Donald Trump gets elected. He has complete control over the House and the Senate. He wanted the doggone wall built so bad. Why didn't he get it passed when he had for 2 years he had a complete control of the House and the Senate? He could have passed anything he wanted, but he chose not to. Let me do this, y'all. Let me start speaking to the people in the room because I don't want to miss nobody, and I'm still doing this inviting stuff down here. Real quick. Let me go. Where's my stuff at? Y'all pray for the preacher over here. I got five different videos running. Something gonna blow up in here eventually. I thank God for good equipment Ethernet service, huh? Bless the Lord. Anyway, real quick, let me speak to the people in the room briefly. Come on, computer, act right now. There we go. All right, so over here. Thank you. All right. So in this room, let me do it this way. If I don't call your name, y'all need to speak to me so I can say something. At the top of the screen, let me see. My producer, Jay Melton, is in the house. God bless you, sir. Jay Mel, bless you. Williams Kenton, what's up, man? Bless you, sir. Andre McClanahan, bless you. I see you. Shantae Bulees, I see your sister, Pastor. I see you. Danielle Donald, God bless you. I see you. Adam Dow, what's up, sir? Brother Dow, I see you. Felicia LaShawn, God bless you. That's right. Andre Parker, Big Dre, Wilcox in the house. I see you, boy. Come through. Angela Johnson, what's up, twin? I see you. Let's see. Felicia says, I'm still hungover from the service on Wednesday. John Hanna, I know it was hot. I know it was good. I see you, Songbird. What's going on? Let's see. Who else we got? Ashley Chantel, what's going on? Enjoy the trip. I see you. Ernest Ledbetter Jr., what's going on, sir? God bless you, Pastor Ed Ledbetter Jr., bless you, sir. Kathleen Savon, God bless you. Leslie Kelly, I see you. God bless you. Let's see. Jerry Goss, Sister Jerry Goss, God bless you. Deaconess Jerry Goss, what's going on? Let's see. Who am I missing? P Black, what's up, PJ? What's going on, sir? I see you. Michael Mitchell, what's up? Q in the house. Hurt, what's up, sir? Robert Scales Jr., Celeste Scott, Michael Carson, what's going on from ATL? Edward Showers, what's going on, sir? Showers, I'm sorry. Let's see. Who else we got? Michael Mitchell, you're right. He was too busy trying to do everything Obama did. That's why he couldn't get nothing done. You're absolutely right. Yeah. Yes, sir. Good. God bless you, man. Man, look, I need you to come on back over here, man. It's been a minute since you've been on the show. Mike, come on, let me know what's going on over at the Methodist Church. Look, they say Methodist, but they be shouting up in there like they might well be coaching Pentecostal. Let me read some of these comments. Shout out to the churches who supported their members during these shutdowns. You know what? God bless the churches. A lot of churches. I saw a lot of churches, even some local churches. Let me get some more names. I'm sorry. In the watch party. Jay Mel, he over there too as well. God bless you. Marion Cunningham, God bless you. W.C. Wright, Deacon W.C. What's going on, man? I so miss me some W.C. Wright, man. Could you make me some Kool-Aid and fry me about 10 wings or something? I miss me some Dub C, boy. I promise you I do. Oh, Lord. That's my dude, though. Dub C Rice, what's going on? Carmen Harris, God bless you. Let me see who else. Who over here got some duplicate people? Oh, Leonard Manise Jr., God bless you. Charles King III down in Indianapolis, Nattown. No, not Indianapolis. South Bend, Indiana. God bless you. Kalina Hundley, Sharon Charlo, Tyron N., Jennifer Hanks, Ricky Devo Applewhite, Rosa Young, and Gwendolyn Wesley. God bless y'all, man. Y'all come on in here. And man, y'all make a brother feel good. And Vernon King. God bless y'all too. Man, this is wonderful. Y'all are blessing me right now. Y'all really are. So, yeah, man. So, anyway, we got this, new folk, Lili and Cindy Wilson. God bless y'all. So, anyway, as I was saying, this whole thing could have been avoided. So, we get to this point. The shutdown is over for 3 weeks. But here's the deal. He's not going to shut the government down again because he doesn't want the backlash. So, what he's probably going to do, he's probably going to go and try to take this emergency this emergency disaster or emergency relief thing, natural disaster, emergency, whatever. He's going to try to call a national emergency so he can then just take money from different departments. He don't need no bill. See, when you call a national, but then they're going to have to go through court and fight all this stuff. So hopefully the Republicans and look, yes, we need stronger immigration laws. We absolutely do. I'm not knocking that. Please don't think that I am. Please don't. I know we need stronger immigration laws, but building a wall ain't gonna stop. He lies about you got in. He tried. This is the deal. He wants to scare rural white America. He wants to scare rural white America to tell them that the MS-13 gangs. Ooh, the gangs are coming. The gangs are coming. Ain't no MS-13 gangs in Chicago. Wasn't no MS-13 gang shooting up the mall in Orland Park the other day. There wasn't no MS-13 gang member. He sure didn't say nothing about the dude who went into went into the bank the other day and shot about 5 or 6 people. He didn't say nothing about that. That wasn't no illegal immigrant, but he didn't say nothing about that. I understand. Yes, we need better border security. Yes, we need to stop having people illegally come into the country. But at the same time, is that the biggest crisis in America right now? It ain't the biggest crisis in America. You know what? You know what Donald Trump could do to get my vote? I'm going to say this right now over these national airwaves. I'm going to say this right now. You know what Donald Trump could do right now to get my vote? You know what every Republican could do right now to get my vote? On my way to work every day, I drive underneath a viaduct, right? And underneath that viaduct are homeless people who are living in tents. Y'all who are in Chicago right now and in the Midwest and in the East Coast, y'all see the weather we got right now. What is it? Right? Let me look at my phone. My phone says it is 8 degrees outside and the real feel is -6. 8 degrees. You want to really do something for America, Donald Trump? Get the homeless people off the street. Pass a law right now and have people start building buildings or take some of these buildings that are not being used. You got schools in Chicago. You got abandoned schools in Chicago. I can call out 5 of them right now. Abandoned schools in Chicago that you can open up right now with working heat, running water, and gym rooms and showers. That you could open up right now for homeless people in the wintertime. You want votes right now? Do that. Get homeless people off the street. You want to get some votes? You talking about folks coming into the country. What about the people that's in the country that's suffering? I want to hear that mess. They're crazy. They coming over and they still. First of all, we need to stop with this idiocy about people from other countries coming over here stealing our jobs. We need to stop with this idiocy about people from other countries coming over here stealing our jobs. Let me ask y'all a question. Any of y'all that's unemployed right now, I know a whole bunch of unemployed people. Don't none of y'all want to go pick oranges downstate in Florida? Huh? I don't hear nobody. Ain't nobody trying to pick oranges. Y'all ain't trying to cut no grass. Y'all ain't trying to start your own landscape companies. Y'all ain't trying to start your own construct. What? What? These people come over here, they ain't laying up. They working. They go to work every day. They get up off their behinds every day and go to work. You wanna save America? Government people, Democrats, Republicans, Trump, y'all want to say, take some of these schools and open them up for centers for youth. You got these built like this. You might as well. We still paying taxes on them. Y'all forgot that. See, they closed down the schools, but you still paying taxes. Watch this. They closed the school down in your neighborhood, but you're still paying taxes as though the school was open. Y'all don't hear me. So you got all these big buildings just sitting here with working heat, with running water, with classrooms that you could easily convert into something else, that you can turn into shelters. But we got people sleeping on the doggone street. Y'all pray for me. We got people sleeping on the street. That's what we doing? People are sleeping on the street? My God. And this is America. This is America. You got people, watch this. You have veterans. Watch this. Veterans who have sacrificed their bodies and their minds and all of this stuff. They sacrificed all of these things over in foreign countries fighting wars that they had no business being in. And then they come home and they sleeping on the street. But we now all of a sudden, they coming over here with the drugs. Ain't no, watch this. And then he lied. He lied about, 90% of the drugs that come into this country come through these illegal border crossings. No, they don't. The government, the DEA, you know what the DEA is, right? The Drug Enforcement Agency. That is the Federal Drug Enforcement Agency. That's who keeps track or tries to keep track or who knows about the illegal drugs coming into this country. The DEA, the federal government, says most illegal drugs come into this country not through the illegal border crossings, but through the legal border crossings. They come through on boats legally. They come through on ships legally. They come in on airplanes legally. They come in cars legally. Watch this. And they're not getting here from illegal immigrants. You got Americans bringing that, helping get that crap over here. Y'all stop playing crazy around here. It's Americans bringing them doggone drugs in here. Y'all trying to play crazy. And I know a lot of us, a lot of y'all didn't like the movie because it glorified drugs. But y'all did see American Gangster, right? American Gangster was based off of a true story. What was his name? Frank Lucas. Frank Lucas was bringing drugs in using the military, the federal government, to bring fresh cocaine, heroin, right from Vietnam into this country. He was using bringing it in, watch this, legally. All of a sudden, we think that stopped. He was bringing drugs in legally. This is not a new thing. Drugs have been legally coming into this country legally by legal means on American ships, American airplanes, American cars, all of that. And he wasn't talking about illegal drugs are coming through the southern border. Yeah, they're coming through the southern border, but they're coming through legally. No, Adam, man, look here. Now, look, Adam. You see, Adam trying to get me in trouble. Look, man, I couldn't even win a pastoral election. You think they're going to let me win? Don't get me started. I'm just trying to tell y'all. It don't work that way. It does not work that way. When you look at this thing on its face, it is the biggest lie ever told. what I do, prophet? What I do, man? Look, y'all, it's. Y'all know me. I'm going to tell it just like it is. Look, I'm going to tell it just like it is. Huh? Hey, I do have more degrees than Donald Trump, though. I'm smarter than the dude that's in the White House now. I can take it that. But anyway.
pray for me. Y'all pray for me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh, God. Adam, why are you sending me off, man? Why are you sending me off? You done got me off. You done knocked me off. Look, y'all. Look, let me do this. I'm going to take a break. I want to do this with y'all. I want to share this with y'all. Let me help y'all out for a minute. So, as I mentioned to you all earlier, in the Throne Room Ministries, y'all know Pastor Tracy Lee was on here with Pastor Wayne from Indiana. They were on here a few weeks ago. Her In the Throne Room Ministries 24 hours of prayer is going on right now. And I have a live feed right now. I'm going to give y'all some of that right now. I don't know who the young lady is who's praying right now. Is this still live? Is this still a live feed? Yeah, there's still a live feed. Let me give y'all some of this. Where's my volume? I done messed something up over here. Okay, there we go. We're going to turn that down. We're going to turn that down. I need to turn that off over here. Yep, you turn that off too. Let me turn that down. And then, all right, here we go, y'all. Let me give y'all a little bit of this In the Throne Room prayer that's going on over here. All right, here we go. They're going in tongues, y'all. I don't want y'all to think I lost my mind. But sister, this lady praying in tongues, y'all. She praying in tongues. I can't help you with what she's saying. I'm not an interpreter. Huh? Huh? That's live right now, y'all, coming over there from the In the Throne Room Ministries. Huh? Okay, let me turn that down because she got me scared. Look like she hop two eye. I don't know what hop I don't know what hop two eye is, but you
y'all know my mind is bad. Y'all know my mind is bad. Let me turn that off. Oh God, y'all. Oh, y'all pray for me. Y'all pray for me. Oh God.
Look, y'all, I took y'all in. I'm gonna go back in with somebody's praying. We can actually understand what they're saying. I wanna hear some actual prayer. So the people that's been praying earlier though, they was praying, getting it in. I don't know who I don't know. You know what, Cornelius, prophet, look, you be nice, prophet Cornelius. Oh God.
Oh God.
Anyway, so let me do this. I'm gonna take a quick break. Am I gonna take a break? What am I gonna do? Yeah, am I gonna take a break? Don't put my back on. What? Why y'all? I was just giving y'all a piece of the feed. I didn't know she was not speaking English. I thought she was, you know, praying. Everybody else been praying. I figured she was still praying. I figured this lady was praying. This is one of the people that came in to pray. She got a prayer cloth. She got the prayer shawl. What's that thing called? The shawl with the thing on it. What's that thing? Yeah, she got the. Hold on. All right. Yeah, we gonna pass on her. We gonna wait for somebody else to pray that we, you know, bless the Lord. Amen. Hey, I don't knock nobody for prayer. If it worked for her. I don't know who that lady is. I don't know who she is, but she praying. And she walking too. Bless the Lord. Amen. Anyway. So let me do this. I'm gonna take a break. Right? Just a real quick break. It won't be long, and I'm gonna drink some of this, drink a little sip of this lemonade. I'm gonna take a real quick break, and then when we come back, we're gonna continue the conversation because it's a lot more to talk about before we get into this church revitalization piece. The devil knows the word, but he ain't Jesus. Y'all be nice. I'm gonna tell on y'all. Look, hit me up, man. 323-870-4375. Y'all can do that, man. Look, the government shutdown is over. The people finna get their checks. We gonna help the people celebrate, man. Cause I know folks are struggling. Look, it's one thing to miss one check. It's something different when you got to miss two. And that ain't cool. That ain't cool at all. So we gonna hope that the people get all this stuff, that they fix everything and everybody is back, that too much damage wasn't done before all this stuff happened. So yeah, that's what we gonna hope. So let's do this, y'all. It's Praise Break Friday. Victory. That's it. Let me get a little bit of this Ricky Dillon. Come on, Ricky. Help us out. Be right back, y'all. Hello. Come on! Hey, hit the share button. Be right back, y'all. Y'all let's get some of this thing. Ricky!
Yeah.
I wear a size 11 shoe, so I need to squeeze my feet into a 10, 9.5. And then I need to put on some drawers, maybe about 3 sizes too small, right? That's the only way. And then I need somebody to step on my pinky toe. That's probably the only way I could ever try to hit that note. That's all I got. Y'all know my mind is bad. Well, y'all already know. You know what you get when you look here. You know. You know what you get? Look, we're getting our budget together, right? We're getting our budget together because we need to hire an usher and a nurse on duty and somebody with some peppermint, them good church peppermints, right? I need a couple. Look at Cornelius Williams, why are you going? Prophet is just wrong. Prophet Cornelius. Y'all pray for Prophet Cornelius. Did y'all catch the Prophet Cornelius Williams show? Y'all know, let me say this, I'm gonna move on. Y'all know I love what I do. I have to say this, I am absolutely, Michael Mitchell, y'all don't know Michael Mitchell, man, is my brother for real. Not just my frat brother, but he's my brother, man. We go all the way back to high school. Austin High School, baddest marching band ever in the city of Chicago. Ain't been one like it since, and last time I checked, won't be one. But we had the baddest marching band, and this brother was the baddest drummer I knew. Snare drum, that look here. Can you still play the snare, Mike? That's what I want to know. Can you still play the snare? He was look here. And I'm talking about rudimentally sound. See, my real drummers know what I'm talking about. Rudimentally sound, right? Rudimentally sound. He was, man. That boy could make a snare drum do some stuff. But look here, I promise y'all, he's my brother for real, but he's pastoring the church. Help me out with the name now. New Gresham, that is not the name of the church. It's something Gresham, ain't it? y'all know I'm going to tell the name of the church up. Mike, what's the name of your church? I'm over here on the south side now, Mike. That's why I'm asking these questions. I need to come pay you a visit. What's the name of the church? Somebody help me, Mike. Mike, I can put the name of the church in there, Michael, because you don't want me to tear it up. I already probably tore it up. Is it New Gresham? I think it's New Gresham. If I got that right, y'all, I need to get a prize because I don't never get nobody's church name right. I think it's New Gresham or something Gresham. It's got Gresham in it, or is the church on Gresham? I don't even know. Wait. That's it. Oh, that's it. See, look at God. Hey, glory. Huh? Y'all don't even recognize that. Look at that. Y'all know I don't get no church names right, but I got that one right.
Yep.
So did New Gresham United Methodist Church. Huh? Let me tell y'all. Them folks gets it in over there. I don't know if y'all knew this about Methodist Church. Because, you know, when I think Methodist, because I didn't know nothing about it. When I think Methodist, you know, I think, you know, all, you know, stoic, staunch, you know, straight laced, you know, that's because I don't know. I had never in all of my years, I had never been to a Methodist church. And it's unfortunate that my first venture into a Methodist church was when this brother lost his wonderful wife, passed away. And I went there for her services. And my God, let me tell y'all, that funeral almost took me out. Them folk over there was getting it. I'm going to tell y'all something right now. Them folk was getting it. Them folk was shouting. Look here. They wasn't. Y'all was over there getting it in. I say this. Y'all know I changed the name in a minute. Y'all Methodist, but y'all more like Methodist. Y'all metastolic. Y'all, because y'all know I've changed religions. Y'all know I told y'all first of the year, I told y'all I was leaving the Baptist religion. I was changing my religion to Apostolic. I told y'all I was moving on to the, right? I'm no longer just Baptist. I'm Apostolic or Bapticostal, whatever you want to call it. That's what that's what it is. I can't be stuck behind all them different names. Y'all said Jesus wasn't Baptist, so move on. And neither was John the Baptist. And y'all, New Rick James Temple. Really? Charles King the Third? See? How much snow y'all got in South Bend, Indiana? I know y'all probably getting as much as we got. I'm going to leave y'all alone. Y'all ain't finna mess with me. Let me see who praying over at the 24 Hours of Prayer real quick. I text her, right, and asked her what they doing over there and who's that lady praying. And she said, she's still praying. I ain't going to turn her back on because she's still praying because y'all, I don't want to lose no more listeners. But, this lady's still praying, y'all. She praying. I don't know what she got a move going too. Y'all see how I'm bobbing right here, just like this. She got her Bluetooth earpiece in. She got her prayer shawl. I wish I could get this video up on this screen for y'all. She got her prayer shawl going, and she is getting it in 24 hours of prayer. But look here, here's the thing about it. I'm being funny, trying to crack a joke or whatever. But I love the fact that this is going on. I love the fact that this is going on. Angela, calm down. I do. I love the fact that this is going on because it's needed. It's needed. It's needed. It really is. It really is. And for, to have prayer going for 24 hours, literally 24 hours. They started at 12 noon, and they're going until 12 noon tomorrow. So somebody is going to be – that mic gets passed every time. So it's an amazing, amazing thing to see. And I'm going to pop over there. I'm going over there. Prophet. You ought to be making your way over there, too. You and Lady Shanada, whoever else can make their way that's already on the south side. Y'all hollering and crying about stuff. But y'all need to make y'all way over there, too. And come on over there and pray for a few minutes and do some stuff. Help out. Huh? I ain't saying you got to pray in tongues. But, you can just go over there and pray. Huh? It's so needed. And where they at over there in ain't that Englewood? 73rd and Halsted, 7326 South Halsted, 24 hours of prayer. Trust me, they can use 24 hours of prayer on 73rd and Halsted. Huh? Angela said, I need to be saved again. She said, I need to be saved again. Really? Well, guess what? When they dip me, you need to come get dipped too. Talking about I need to be saved again. Y'all some mean Christians. Y'all some mean. Y'all some mean Christians. I'm gonna pray for y'all. Y'all stop being mean like that though. Y'all need to let Jesus in y'all life for real. Y'all need to let Jesus be a part of y'all life for real. Anyway, look, we got this good article. I want to jump into this. What time is it? 7:54? Yeah, we're gonna go and get this. I'm gonna get out of here by 8:30. I'm gonna be on time tonight. Jalen, tell your mama I'm gonna end the show on time tonight. That way I don't get yelled at enough. We're going to end on time tonight. All right. So watch this. Church revitalization. How and where to start. It was something else I was supposed to talk about, though, before I told y'all about the church revitalization thing. It was one more thing. Oh, real quick. We got y'all, all these people running for mayor in Chicago. Now, some of them dropped out. Now, y'all see... Cook County Board President Dorothy Brown, she got kicked off the ballot because she didn't have enough votes. All of her stuff didn't check out. Her signatures, that's what it is. Her petitions, her signatures didn't check out. So these are all the people currently running for mayor in Chicago. Gary Chico. Y'all remember Gary Chico? He's the mayoral candidate, Gary Chico. He a Southsider, born and raised on the South Side. He lived in Brighton Park, Edgebrook, East and West Rogers Park, University of Philly, blah, blah, blah. Gary Chico. Look, we are trying to get the mayoral candidates on the show. We're going to try to get, we working diligently trying to get the mayoral candidates on the show. I want them to come out and I want to give them a chance. I want them to come on because I got some questions. I don't want to know about all this new buildings and stuff y'all finna build in the city. Them ain't my questions. I got some questions, and I'm not going to say them on here because I want to know. Bill Daley, that's Mayor Daley's brother. He's running. He's the former, what was Bill Daley? Bill Daley was, let's see, his brother, he's the county, let's see. He went to St. Ignatius. He's the former chief of staff of Barack Obama. What else did he do? He got a degree from John Marshall Law. So, yeah, Bill Daley running. Who else we got? Amara Enya. Amara Enya. She lives on the west side of Chicago. She lives on the west side of Chicago. In addition to degrees in journalism and political science, she has a master's degree in education, a law degree where she focuses on international and environmental law, and a PhD in education policy. Wow. She's running for mayor. You know, she's backed by Chance the Rapper. That's her deal. We actually have an inside track on getting her on the show. She may be the first one we have. She may be the first person we have on the show of the mayoral candidates. Then we got Bob Fioretti. Bob Fioretti looked like he came right off of the Sopranos show. He running for mayor. He looked like he came right off of the Sopranos. Y'all, I promise y'all he do. Cook County clerk, sorry, not president. Thank you. Prophet, thank you. Wisdom always helps. That's wonderful. But she's running for something too. But she got kicked off. Who else we got? There, Bob Fioretti. Then we got LaShawn Ford. Now LaShawn Ford is the brother that's running. LaShawn is currently the state representative. You know, he handles stuff down in Springfield, but he grew up in Austin and Inglewood. He attended Catholic elementary and high schools. He went to Niles College Seminary. He taught in the elementary school system for 6 years, coached basketball, Chicago public school system. He's a licensed real estate broker, has his own real estate business. He's a licensed insurance agent, and he continues to be licensed Illinois teacher. And currently he's a Democratic member of the Illinois House of Representatives, and he's been in that position since 2007. Then we have, who else is running? John Kosler, Jerry Joyce, Lori Lightfoot. We met Lori Lightfoot, Gary McCarthy. Now, Gary McCarthy is the police chief. Watch this. Gary McCarthy is the guy who was the commissioner when Laquan McDonald got shot. I'm just going to leave that right there for y'all. Uh-huh. And then we got Susanna Mendoza. And then we got Sugar Lady, the sugar tax lady, Tony Preckwinkle. Huh? Tony Preckwinkle, the sugar tax lady. That's all she going to ever be to me, is the sugar tax lady. I just want y'all to know that right now. She the sugar tax lady. She made, look here, right, she put a tax on my cherry Pepsi. She will never get my vote. Talking about, and then put it on there as a guide to a health tax, that you was actually concerned about the wealth and the health and welfare of people. You try to pass off a sugar tax. You must be crazy as hell. Ain't nowhere in the world. She'll never get my vote. Paul Vallis. Y'all remember Paul? He was the CPS. Wasn't he over the schools? Paul Vallis, wasn't he over CPS for schools or something for a while? And then y'all's uncle, Willie Wilson, everybody's uncle. Oh, Willie running. Abba Dabba. You would know when Nova Weber, we would go over Faber Alba. Willie Wilson. Tip and tied on the ting tang, said Pooty Tang. Y'all know Willie. Tip and tied on the ting tang. Listen to the details of the tip and tied. Tip of tang, Willie Wilson running for mayor. That's going to be y'all's mayor, Willie Wilson. He running. So y'all come on, get Willie. And then somebody, Neil Sales Griffin. Neil Sales Griffin is also running. I don't know who that is. But y'all Uncle Willie is also running for mayor. So y'all get ready. We're gonna get some candidates on. I'm going to make it a priority, see if we can get, you know. I can't talk, but I can write checks. That's what he said. I can't talk, but I can write. I know, but I'm just saying. I do need Jesus. We all need him. Hey, glory. We need him. Hey, is he coming in a Honda? Or is he going to yell in the boat? Ah, come on, Jesus. Ah, that was me talking in tongues. Shit about a Honda. Is he coming in a Honda? Ah, come through, come through. All right. Anyway, let's jump into this article. Let's jump into this article. Watch this. Church revitalization, how and where to start. Church revitalization, how and where to start. That's the topic of conversation for today. Let's jump into this. This is good. This was just written today by Tony Morgan. This is on churchleaders.com. This is what the writer says. This is what he said. Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Have y'all hit the share button? Let me check. Hold on. See, I gotta check y'all. I come up behind y'all like little shorties. On this page, ooh, I got 7 shares. Bless the Lord. Well, y'all come on through. Y'all come through. Okay. All right. Let me not even talk about y'all. Revitalization. Church revitalization, how and where to start. This is what the writer says. He says, to expect different results, you need to do ministry differently. To expect different results, you need to do ministry differently. He says, God put a passion in my heart for helping organizations get unstuck. Even from the early days, he says, I've had a passion to help churches, specifically existing churches, to get healthy. All of my previous experience, my city manager days included, have been working with communities and churches to help rebuild what is suffering and declining. I started the Unstuck group because of this. The writer goes on to say, he says, I wanted to help leaders and churches find clarity and perspective that resulted in their ability to lead more people to Jesus. He says, we're 10 years in, and I'm still excited about what God is doing through Unstuck group, and I'm re-energized by our most recent update to the process we use. He says, most churches that contact us are on the right side of the life cycle. That is, they're experiencing plateau, decline, and asking the question that I don't like to hear. How do we get unstuck as quickly as possible? Understandably, the writer says, stuck churches want to get unstuck quickly. Honestly, he says, I would be concerned if there was little urgency and excitement to fix what's broken. But the results are compromised when the emphasis is on the speed rather than the quality of the approach. That's good. That's good. He goes on to say, to revitalize your church takes a significant investment of time, energy, resources, and laser focus. Oh, this is good. This is going to help somebody. This is going to help somebody with their church. I promise you it is. This is going to help somebody with their church. Felicia, I'm going to talk to you in a minute. Let's do this. So he says, it takes significant time, investment, time, energy, resources, and laser focus. So he says, I encourage you to start by answering these 3 questions. These are the 3 questions your church needs to ask. Why do we exist as a church? Where are we going? And how do we get there? Why do we exist as a church? Where are we going? And how do we get there? Thank you, Jalen. Jalen, putting them up there now. Again, why do we exist as a church? Where are we going, and how do we get there? This is what the writer says. He says, when you sit down with your team to answer these questions, it's vital to not just prayerfully answer them, but to do so in order. Stuck churches jump to how to do the ministry, discipleship, weekend services, etc., instead of focusing on why we do those things. He says, if you've done the hard work of answering the first 2 questions, you have to answer the how. I like that. If you've done the hard work of answering the first 2 questions, you have to answer the how. The writer says it might sound obvious, but if you want to see change, how do you do church in the future has to be different from what you're doing today. That's one of the most common things we see. Stuck churches, oh, I'm going to help somebody right now. I felt happy from what I'm about to read. He says stuck churches continue to do the same thing, expecting different results. Oh, my. Oh, my. Stuck churches continue to do the same thing, expecting a different result. Oh, this is going to bless somebody. Oh, my. Mm. Let me say that again. Stuck churches continue to do the same thing, expecting a different result. This is what the writer says. He says, where is that? Okay, here we go. He says, is your church in need of revitalization? It's no small task, but if I had to suggest a path for getting started, I'd recommend tackling these 4 things. That's good. I'd recommend tackling these 4 things. Let's jump right into this. Let me go in here real quick. Okay, good. Yeah, we good. Tackle these 4 things. Number one. Y'all ready? Turn the focus from inward to outward. Turn the focus from inward to outward. Y'all got that? turn the focus from inward to outward. Come on now. Come on now. Y'all work with me. Work with me. This is what the writer says. The writer says this. One of the key factors that we find in stuck churches is that they are inwardly focused. The writer says it's a natural pull. This is an extremely important shift. To move from being inwardly focused to becoming outwardly focused. As leaders, we always have to be reminding our congregation and refreshing our strategy to reach those outside the church and outside the faith. The churches that we've seen actually turn towards an outward focus are those that are answering the first two questions addressed earlier. Why do we exist? This is good. This is good. Jaden, put the whole number one in there if you can. Can you drop the whole number one? So put the rest of the point for number one in there. Can you do that for me? He says this. The churches that we've seen actually turn towards an outward focus are those that are answering the first two questions addressed earlier. Why do we exist? And where are we going? You, the senior leader, have to be intentional about consistently bringing that vision forward. Oh, that's good. That's good. It has to come from leadership. Leadership has to be consistent about changing your church from an inwardly focused church to an outwardly focused church. Watch this. Why do I say that? Because the people in your church are already saved. The folks in your church are already saved. They're already saved. So trying to get so every program and everything you do in the church can't be strictly to please the people in the church. It can't be about pleasing people in the church. I'm not saying you can't do stuff to edify them, but I'm saying every program can't be about pleasing the people in the church house. Y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't act like y'all don't hear me, but I know I'm talking good. I know I'm talking good. Let's go. Seriously. And it has to come from leadership. It has to be something that's absolutely intentional and that's incumbent upon leadership to push this daily. You all remember we were talking about vision casting. Y'all remember that? We were talking about vision casting and how you have to constantly cast the vision. Y'all remember that? You have to constantly cast the vision, meaning you have to constantly keep throwing that thing out there. Even if nothing comes back, you have to keep throwing that thing out there, right? Keep throwing it out there. Whew, this is good. Let's go. Number two. This is good. Number two. We're talking about church revitalization, how and where to start. Number two. Uh-oh. This is going to bother some folks. You have to deprogram and clarify a discipleship path. That's what the writer says. Deprogram and clarify a discipleship path. The writer says this. This image shows what I mean. He says, I've written about this a lot because this is a theme. I've seen it in healthy growing churches. The ones experiencing the most healthy growth approach discipleship as a path instead of offering an overwhelming number of programs. Here's the deal. So I wish I could put this diagram up for you all, but when you get a chance, the article is attached to the live feed. You have all of these programs in your church, right? Let me go through them. Men's program, men's ministry, singles ministry, student ministry, women's ministry. Seniors ministry, softball, small groups, college scholarship ministries, celebrate recovery ministry, night of worship, prayer service, Sunday school, upward bound, care ministry, food pantry, Hispanic ministry, leadership development, financial ministry, foster care, membership ministry, internship, divorce recovery, missions, Bible study, all of these things, right, in your ministry. What he did is he takes all those things and he says, he uses program versus path. The path should be worship, serve, group, and invest. Worship, serve, groups, then invest. You worship God, you serve God, you then form groups, and then you reinvest back into the ministry. I'm going to help somebody in a minute. You got to be able to see this. You got to be able to see this, right? You got to be able to see this thing going all the way through. You can't be so bombarded with all of these different ministries in the church and then expect. You're stretching yourself too thin. First of all, in some of these churches, it ain't nothing but a handful of y'all. I don't want to offend nobody. But it ain't nothing but a handful of y'all. And you got the same 9 people on 6 ministries. Something, the ball is going to get dropped somewhere. You're spreading yourself too thin. Do the things that you can do very, very well. Do the things you can do very, very well. We have to stop trying to have a ministry because somebody else got one. They got a scholarship ministry, so we need one. Do you really need a scholarship ministry and you only got one kid in your church that's in college? Do you really need a scholarship ministry when you only got one kid in your church that's in college? Now, I don't want to offend nobody. Do you really need a youth ministry when it's only one baby in the church? I'm just asking questions. I don't want nobody to be mad at me, but I'm just asking questions. Do you really need all of these things? Because you try to keep up with, you know, trust me, I'm not talking about this because of an article. I'm telling this because of what I know. Look, I've been a part of churches. I'm a part of a church now, my home church. You got all of these ministries. Y'all got ministries named after folks that's been dead for 60 years, and the ministry ain't did nothing since the person closed their eye. But yet you still have these ministry functions. Y'all got the Lily of the Valley ministry. Y'all got the Sweet Low Brown Sugar ministry. Y'all got the My Pinky Toe Hurt on Tuesday ministry. Y'all got all these different ministries, and God ain't getting no glory, ain't nobody being edified, but we're wasting resources on these ministries. I'm going to help somebody tonight. Please don't be mad, but I'm going to help somebody tonight before I get out of here. You really want to do this the right way. If you really want to do this the right way, you got to learn how to get things done and do them in a way where God is being glorified and you're not wasting resources and the people are being edified. Come on, Angela Johnson says, that's so true. True, be true to what he called you. That's right. Be true to what he called you to do. Watch this. Instead of you trying to have a leadership development ministry, come on now, watch this. Instead of you having a leadership development ministry, why don't you humble yourself and go someplace else that has a recognized and successful leadership development ministry and take your leaders there and all of you go there for your leadership development and then come back to your home church and use it. But see, we don't want to the egos come in. Because see, we'd rather fly down to these conferences down in Texas. You know, everything is in Texas or down to Atlanta or North Carolina or Memphis and all these different places. There are leadership programs in Chicago. I can tell you this right now. Pastor Reggie Royal is probably one of the best leaders that I know in the city of Chicago. I would love to go and sit in one of his leadership ministry classes. Right now, they're doing a leadership ministry deal called Merge over on the west side of Chicago. Pastor Leandra Hill, Pastor Clarence Storrs, and some others, a lot of guys. John Hanna, an amazing teacher, has an amazing leadership ministry classes that's for pastors and preachers and development. You ain't got to have one in your church. Just pack up and go to somebody else's. I'm just telling y'all the truth. Don't get mad. I'm just telling y'all the truth for God love. Let's go. Thank you, y'all. I'm going to read your comments together. Number three. We're talking about how and where church revitalization, how and where to start, and where this government shutdown ends. Church revitalization, how and where to start. How and where to start, not the government shutdown ends. Why did I say that? I'm like the anchor man. I read whatever on the monitor. Church revitalization, how and where to start. Church revitalization, how and where to start. Here we go. Number three says this. Reduce ministry complexity and refocus your team's time and energy and the win. Oh, this is good. Reduce ministry complexity and refocus your team's time and energy and the win. This is what the writer says. He says, with events, programs, and a lot of meetings, we lose sight of our mission, vision, and focus because we're doing too much. Uh-oh. We're doing too much. Huh. Yeah. The writer says, a complex ministry rarely helps people take next steps in discipleship. Complexity also makes your team feel like the win is just getting people to show up to the meeting or event instead of seeing real life change. Oh, my goodness. He goes on to say, he says, I suggest reading Essentialism by Greg McCowan. It's not written for the church leaders, but try to read it through the lens of a ministry strategy. I suggest this to a lot of church leaders I've worked with, and I think it can bring strong focus on how you're functioning as a team and as a church. Essentialism by Greg McCowan. I'm going to see if I can get that. Let me say that over here, open that in a new tab so I can go back and get that. How much is it? It's on the Kindle. It's $12.99 on the Kindle. Oh, bless the Lord. Let me go ahead and or read with the free app. Oh, bless God. $3.99. Somebody say $3.99. Look at your neighbor and say $3.99. I just downloaded that for myself. I will be reading that. But that's good, man. You gotta have it, huh? You gotta have it. Sometimes our ministries can be too complex. We can have so much different stuff about ministry, and I like what the writer said. We think it's a win just because people show up. Y'all don't hear me. We think it's a win just because people show up. And that's not the case. That's not the case. It's not a win just because people show up. It's really not. It's really not a win just because people show up. We're so much better than that. And when did we start taking the easy way out? If people show up, it's a win. It's not. It's not. It's so much more. It's so much more to it than that. Let's go. Number four. Okay, here we go. Y'all ready? Number four. Shift from more meetings to more ministry. Oh God. I need to print this out and leave this on some folks' desks. Shift from more meetings to more ministry. Woo! Ephesians, watch this. And he backs this up with scripture. Ephesians 4:12. Their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ. The writer says, a key indicator that churches are stuck is that people spend more time talking about how to do the ministry rather than doing it. Sitting in meetings won't lead people to Christ. Equip and empower your lay leadership to be more engaged in the ministry of the church. That's good. Oh, my God. That's good. That's the last one, number four. He says, equip and empower your lay leadership to be more engaged in the ministry of the church. Then he closes out with this. He says, we launched our new consulting process late last year, and I'm re-energized by what we're doing. As you plan what this year looks like for your church, check out our updated Unstuck process. Wow, this is good, man. I hope this blessed somebody. It was only 4 points, y'all. It was only 4 points. It's not a large article. This is good. I like this, though. I really do. I like this. This is really good. We're going to make sure. Jenny, go ahead and put the link up there again for the article so that they can take some time to read. You should print this out, man, and take this. If you are a leader of a church or if you're a part of the leadership team of a church, you should take this and share it. This is good stuff. It really is. It's good stuff. It's good stuff. Look, y'all, I just peeped in on the prayer, right? On the 24 hours of prayer. I just peeped in on it. And it's still live. And this is now y'all. Now Courtney has been on the show. She's been on the show. Well, not on the show, but she's been on the show. She comments. Y'all seen Courtney Gibson. She said she comments on the show quite often. I call her the prophetess in training. Now, this little girl, I don't mean to call her a little girl because she's grown, I believe, but this child can pray. Let me see if I can give us some of her real quick. Because this she can show pray. Hold on. Let me get rid of some of this over here. Let me turn that off. Let me turn that off. Let me turn that off. All right, now let's go over here and see what we got. Okay, she's singing right now. I thought I was going to get some prayer. This is really good. Let me see. Angela says, the other thing, Dana, you and I have to be sensitive now. Have to be sensitive now, but by the spirit of only know what God tells us. Angela, I tried to read what you said. Now, I'm going to have to get that again. She wrote, the other thing, Dana, you and I have to be sensitive now, but by the spirit of only, I'm going to need you to type that in the King's English. I'm going to need you to type that in the King's English. Please type that in. Right. Amen. Help me out. Yeah, that's all right. Because I was trying to read what you typed and I couldn't read what you typed. I'm sorry. I couldn't read it. Anyway, y'all, look, this has been awesome. What we got? We got 7 minutes. I'm going to try to get back over here. Is she still singing or is she praying? Let me see. Huh. All right, y'all. So that's that. No, I can see what you. I read it like you wrote it. Look at what you wrote and read it to yourself. I'm finna get. I ain't finna be in here fighting with Angela. Look, y'all. Do me a favor. I'm about to go off the air. Right. I'm about to go off the air about 6 minutes. But y'all tune in. Go into the. Go to Pastor Tracy Lee's page. It's on. Just go to Tracy Lee or In the Throne Room Ministries page and go on there, and y'all can see what's going on. It's folks walking, praying, and all that good stuff, and y'all can be a part of. If you're local, if you're able to come out, if you're on the south side of Chicago, if you got a car, it's a good time. But look, man, there's been some powerful things happening over at this church. Now, I'm not on the Benny Hinn ministry deals where they, you know, doing the healings and folks are doing all this stuff. But a lady came in a wheelchair in this church this past Sunday, in a wheelchair, who was paralyzed and got up and took 10 steps. Y'all don't hear me. She was paralyzed and got up and took 10 steps. So I want y'all to get that. Yeah. So I want y'all to get that. So tune in to In the Throne Ministries, 24 Hours of Prayer. They on hour 8 right now. Yeah, they on hour 8 right now. So my God, y'all do that. So look, man, I am. Let me say this real quick. And I want to say, I know a lot of people have jumped off. Y'all evacuated the premises quick, didn't y'all? But watch this. I still got the folk on Blog Talk, so I'm good. I am so thankful to, let me say this again, to the people over here at Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church for providing us this wonderful space. We we're going to honor it while we're here. It's a wonderful, wonderful space. It really is. But I'm also thankful. I'm thankful for what's going on with TTLO Ministries, man. Y'all have no idea. I'm thankful because, like, you know, literally, 3-4 months ago, we didn't have a clue what we were going to do. You know, like back in June, July, we didn't have a clue what we were going to do. And we had a lot of ideas and stuff on the fire that we were talking about doing, but everything kind of got an uproar. We were, when the things happened over at the old place. And ain't nobody got no hard feelings. It's over with. You know, stuff happens. We good. but we're here now. And in the process, we're getting ready to celebrate our 5th year. We had our 600th episode. We didn't celebrate it because we wanted to, we don't celebrate all of that with our upcoming 5-year anniversary in April. We're going to celebrate all of that then in April. But I just want to say this, man. I am so proud of this team that we have. Thank you, Jalen. Thank you. Thank you. Stay Jalen guys up there. Appreciate you. I am so proud of this this team that we have at TTLO, man. First off, you know, none of this would be possible without the best possible producer in the world, LaTanya Melton. She puts up with all of my craziness. And then I bring all these other people in, and now she has to deal with that craziness as well. But none of this would be possible without her. Jalen is now a part of the team, and God bless you for him. He's taking over some stuff so that his mama can do more of the logistical work and get some stuff set up. Because there's a lot of stuff that's going on that you all don't even see yet, and that stuff is in the process of getting ready to getting ready to pop up. But it's just been an amazing time. And I'm just grateful. I'm just really grateful for you all for that. But then we've added one sister to another. My twin, Angela Johnson, is now a part of TTLO Media Studio Media Group. She had brought her show. She took a chance on us, and I'm grateful for having her here. If you have not checked out her show, Angela's show is fun. I'm going to say it like that. Her show is fun. If you didn't see her last show, with the CEO from Indigo Magazine here. Go back, man. It's on the TTLO page. It's on the Once to Another page. Go check it out. It was absolutely amazing. And then even after, I wish y'all could have heard the conversation that took place after we went off the air. It was absolutely amazing, man. So, but we're proud to have Once to Another under the TTLO Media Group umbrella. It's just an amazing, amazing time, man. And that show is only going to get better, man. Wait till y'all see the new set designs that we're working on. I'm so excited about some of this stuff. And I'm keeping a lot of it under wraps because you don't want to spoil anything. I just want y'all to be surprised when you see it. Y'all just going to turn it on and be like, wow, like, what's that? So, you know, that's happening. And then, what was it, 2 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago, we launched the Gospel Living Show with Prophet Cornelius Williams. And, oh, my God, you talk about right out the gate. Right out the gate, he hit the ground running, and that you talk about. Look here, the Prophet Cornelius Williams will talk about any and everything, and you got to be ready, man. And look, it's gonna be controversial, but you know what? If it's biblical, it don't bother me at all. So, but I'm so grateful to him for wanting to bring his show, the Gospel Living Show, over to TTLO Media Group. And now he's looking for a co-host to be with him on Tuesday nights. Every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, you can catch the Gospel Living Show with Prophet Cornelius Williams. And then every other Thursday with Pastor Angela Johnson, you can watch and catch the One Sister to Another show right here at TTLO Media Group Studios, located here at the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. My God, y'all just need to know, man, it's an amazing, amazing thing. And I'm just privileged to be a part of it and do my part. And then Taking Limits Off Radio, we're about to make some major announcements, y'all. We got fresh blood coming. I'm just excited about it. Some new people being added to the mix for our show. And it's just going to be a good time, man. Look, I love y'all. I do. Let's pray real quick. Father God, Lord, we bless your name. God, you're just an awesome, awesome, and amazing God. Lord God, we know that we would be nothing without you, God, and for that we say thank you. Now, Lord God, as we get ready to leave this place, but never your presence, God, we ask that you would continue to just bless us, God. Keep your loving arms of protection around us, God. Keep us safe, God. Keep those people who are watching and listening safe, God. Do for them what you continue to do, God. But then, God, we're asking for a fresh anointing, God. We're asking for church revitalization, God. God, right now we're praying for greater love, Greater Works International, God. We're praying for them, God. We're praying for the Glory House right now, God. We're praying for First Bethel Church right now, God. We're praying for Second Baptist Church in LaGrange, God. We're praying for Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church, God. We're praying, and of course, we're praying for Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, God. And we're praying for In the Throne Room Ministries right now, God, and the task that they're trying to do right now, God. They're going to be talking to you, God, for the next 24 hours, God. God, they're doing so many wonderful things, God, and for that, we just simply say thank you. Lord God, now as we leave this place, whenever your presence, We ask for traveling mercies and grace as we go out into this crazy street called Chicago. So, Lord, we thank you and we bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Look, y'all, I got to go. I was almost on time, Jenny. I was almost on time. I'm about a minute over. But look, y'all, I got to go. It's been a wonderful, wonderful time. I'm going to give y'all a little bit more. Okay, now she's praying. Hold on, y'all. Let me get some of this. My. That child is praying. Look, y'all, I got to go, man. This has been absolutely wonderful. Look, if you got to drive through these special streets we call Chicago, do me a favor. Keep your head on a swivel. Y'all stay blessed, man. With your hands lifted up, sir.